Yes, it's a Chris podcast sit again with myself, Isaac.
Good things come to those who wait and mind.
Who starts like that?
Well, thank you for waiting for this episode. My name
oh,
is...
Oh, okay.
Why do you always infringe my on my rights? Okay. Infringing on my rights? You know, my name is Issa Sava, bringing you this edition and the last host of the show.
We thank you very much and we appreciate all the feedback you give us for our previous episodes. All the ardent listeners, the one-time listeners, those who listen to us day in, day out, we thank you for your
participation in this thing. It is you've made it big and all thanks goes to you. Isaac was supposed to send shout out to some of our members that are regular members here. I like members. It sounds like members, not listeners. Of course, everyone is expecting me to say listeners, but I prefer it members. This is a family.
I like the way he disguises.
You should like everything.
But anyway, as for the shoutouts, we will send them out. Is it sending them out?
Well,
in
I can't,
due time. Good things come to those who wait.
Well, I can't wait, and patience is not my thing. It is now or never. So shout outs to Awan, everybody.
Okay. He doesn't even know who in particular he wants to send a shout out to, but our ardent listeners, thank you very much. You get in touch with us, you tell us the good and the bad, what you liked about the episode and what you didn't like. We like the fact that you actually go to these various platforms, which is anchor.com. But I don't think I need to tell you the platforms again if you're already listening to this. So just go to our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And those who can reach us personally, our WhatsApp.
Welcome. Our WhatsApp numbers are readily available and to answer any questions. But today we are looking at leadership. You all know that it is 2021. We are looking at the national elections that to be held then. A few things here and there, politics here and there, money being dished out here and there.
But seeing as those things are always talked about in and out, today we are going a little different. We like to do things differently,
and for the podcast family, I mean, you like it different. So the twist is, Isaac, the twist is, complete that statement.
No, I don't want to complete your statement. You're the only one who can complete my statements. Anyway, the twist is that we talked to one of the guild aspirants at one of the biggest institutions in the country, which happens to be Uganda Christian University. So we talked to one of the guild aspirants at Kampala campus, Uganda Christian University, Kampala campus.
They are holding their elections when?
This very week when this episode comes out, which is on the 9th. So
isn't it 7?
Most of our adult listeners will listen to this episode before the election.
So it is 7th actually.
We yeah, 7, 7.
7. So
we talked to one of the guild aspirants who happens to be Walakida Ronald.
Very, very
intelligent young man. Very
welcoming and accommodative. He's a people's person generally from my point of view. And if I say that, it is really confirmed. I mean,
it is indeed confirmed. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
please, I can't. I want to listen to hear more of these praises. They don't come off.
Well, his manifesto is very conspicuous. Like, you know,
I think the word you want to adopt is
okay.
Not conspicuous.
It is crystal clear. Okay, we had a dialogue with him. I had a dialogue with him, and I captured one thing. He was like, he wants a government with full representative of the students, or his entire thing, or
which speaks for the people.
Exactly, democracy. But in his words, he's like, students need to run this thing, or maybe that is what I understood. So he needs representation of the students.
So just in case Issa is diluting this message for us, how about we play for you what the guild president to be actually stated?
Finds you so well and in the best mood you can be. My name is Walakia Ronald and I'm standing for Guild President this year 2018-2019 Uganda Christian University Kampala campus. I joined UCU 3 years ago and upon admission I had great hopes for the great institution I was joining. Hopes of finding an inclusive, tolerant and most gorgeous university I've ever known. that was not only just a center of excellence in the heart of Africa, but also a university to the true sense of the world, where not just education is smooth sailing, but also aspects like other activities, co-curricular activities, health, security, amongst others, triumph every. Envision the UCU where not at any time would a student pay 3.2 or 2.8 for other courses, and they turn out to be put to have lectures in a poetry-like kind of structure, where it, when it rains, it splashes to that kind of that student. Such is not what I envisioned. I envisioned a better UCU, not just where students cannot empty with ease at any time, move at any time of their convenience, simply because they fear that if they leave the place any late, they shall be, for some reasons, victims of insecurity around. I envisioned something better. I envisioned a UCU where someone shouldn't, at any one point, seek transfer to go to the main campus, simply because their ingrained talents are not in any way nursed or harnessed beside in Kampala, but instead they have to go the other side, because that's where everything seems to come earlier or easier, unlike the side where logistics or any other organization comes last, yet to be in the same situation. I envision the UCU where someone's talent, regardless of what kind of material, what kind of talent, shall be put as emphasis and forefront with respect and encouragement, so that to have a complete education for a complete person, like the theme of the university is, that is the kind of university I envisioned. But to my dismay, ladies and gentlemen, what I found was something very directly contrary to that I envisioned. Envisioned a UCU where someone should not necessarily have to seek transfer, because the longer they stay in Kampala campus, is the more their talents get subtle. I envisioned something better. Therefore, that prompted my running for presidency in this race. That is what gave me courage, purpose, and an understanding that we need to do something better, come up with a leadership that will not only just sit, look on as things happen, but one that will push with courage and purpose, with humility, with persuasion, but also aggression where it is needed, because these are things that we are entitled to, because we pay for them, because we invest in, and we always think when investing that we will get something directly proportional to what we invest in. To our dismay and to our disappointment, what we get is remarkably different and utterly distinct from what we should be getting. That is not what we envisioned. And ladies and gentlemen, my story is part of the majority's story. People out there tell you that this is not what we thought we were joining. This is not what we thought we were coming into. We envisioned something better. Something that works for everyone. Something more inclusive. A university to the true sense of the word. Therefore, my ladies and gentlemen, in this election, we've been offered with a remarkable time in the history of this institution. A time where the leadership that understands what should be priority to everyone as a student is going to be given an opportunity. A leadership that will not only waver or stand with courage and purpose, but also one that will always stand by the position of the student before the administration to push for what they deserve. A leadership that will combine both persuasion and aggression to demand for what we are entitled to and remind the administration what we deserve. That is the kind of leadership and administration I wish to run. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, this gives us an opportunity to reflect and think about what we envisioned when we joined this university and what is at our side. And such will give us an impression.
So yes, listeners, that is Walakida Ronald for you.
A glimpse of what he's planning on doing. Well, student leadership has been very, very, very key in molding students, or rather in molding students for future political aspirations. And that is why universities do allow them, and hey,
people. That is why, as the Crazy Podcast, we also thought it best to bring you one of the guild aspirants who we believe as Crazy Podcast should be given the opportunity.
And I actually thought it wise that we do listen to this thing, and you know.
Yes, so on the 7th of November, we encourage all UCU Kampala campus students to go out there, cast their ballot in favor of Walakina Ronald.
Remember, there will be a presidential debate.
Yes, there will be a presidential debate and open air campaign.
Open air, very fun. Because I remember in primary, I used to like open air campaigns. You know,
there were open air campaigns in primary?
Yes, some of us went to schools, not...
All right.
Not things that look like schools.
To save you, the listeners, from Issa's blowing his trumpet, let's have a little more of what Walakira had to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this election has given us an opportunity on the 7th day of November this year to go on that ballot paper. Choose between priorities. Choose between someone who understands what is so pertinent to our institution and us as students. Choose someone who wants to see us stronger and better and move forward. Because that is what we need as Kampala campus. Something that will propel us in a better way. Propel us into the world and make them understand that there is a university, UCU Kampala campus, that is not just a poodle or a puppet of the other part of the university, but one that can stand with purpose and move, ensure that we can be stronger and better. And we achieve that is directly proportional to what we invest in terms of our tuition and all that. The leadership that takes students as priority, the leadership that is going to be honest with you even when things toughen, that is what Walakira Ronald and his candidacy. Thank you so much.
Well, that was the main man himself, Walakira Ronald.
And we will not in any way try to dilute his message by adding on
anything. Just know he's very particular with his speech, and he has a lot in store for his guild presidency come 2019-2020. Well, Isaac, I think it is this time of the show that we have to say
goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening in, and that is all we had for you in this episode. You want more? Please don't mind contacting us for the
on
show.
On Facebook, Instagram, as I had earlier on stated, and Twitter. Please share this podcast with everyone that you believe needs to listen to these wise words.
Wise words indeed. I'll remain your host, your favorite host of this show.
Issa Sava. Of course you're going to remain. I don't know why people... Okay.
What is so hard? I mean, what is so wrong about using this?
There's nothing wrong about it. My problem with it is that it's to no effect. Of course you're going to remain, whether you say you remain or not.
Okay, fine. I've been...
All right, listeners. Goodbye. My name is Isaac...
And Issa for the Crazy Podcast. Thank you very much.